Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Demolition Man titled Facing the Child of Addiction. This week is doing week four, and it talks about being careful of the company you keep. People should be the people around you. Rub off on you. So, I suggest and I actually request that everyone keeps spends time with people who are godly and who put God first and who bring the best out of you and not the worst. So, I hope that you will find, I'm sorry, I don't know what to say. I hope that you will find people who will support you and make your relationship with God stronger instead of bringing you down and making you a person that you do not want to be. So that is my part for today. God bless you all, and I hope that all of you have a fantastic week. God bless and take care.
Hello, everyone. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for returning to another podcast episode. This week we will continue the devotional plan titled Facing the Giant of Addiction. I hope you allow God to work in you during the next 27 weeks. If you would like to leave a voicemail, you may do so at anchor.fm/odalismunoz/message. I will be sure to add them in my next episode. Don't be undermined. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. 1 Corinthians 15:33 NIV. God told his people, if you do not drive out the land inhabitants, those you allow to remain will become barbs in your eyes and thorns in your sides. They will give you trouble. Numbers 33:55 NIV. Was God being uncharitable? No, he just understood that if his people hung out with the Canaanites, they'd pick up their habits, seek their approval, live by their values, and end up worshiping their gods. That's why he laid down his law so clearly. John Maxwell says, you'll acquire the vices and virtues of your closest associates. The fragrance of their lives will pervade yours. He's right. You can tell yourself that a lousy relationship won't hurt you, or that your good will rub off on them. But who are you kidding? If you put on a pair of white gloves, go into your backyard and pick up dirt, the dirt won't get clean, but the gloves will get dirty. Right? Wake up. A toxic relationship is like a cancer cell. If left unchecked, it'll rob you of your health, and maybe even your life. Miguel de Cervantes, who wrote Don Quixote, said, "Tell me your company, and I'll tell you who you are." Take another look at the influences in your life today, for they're doing two things: A, molding you, and B, motivating you. If a constant drip can wear away a stone, bad influences can undermine you little by little. But you are not a stone, you can move. Prayer points. Lord, I pray that you would help me develop a godly character and start to live my life according to your principles, not mine. Lord, I often refuse help or advice because I think I know best, but today I break that stubbornness in Jesus' name and pray that I live on your terms and not mine. Put around me friends that build me up, not pull me down. In Jesus' name, amen. Courtesy of United Christian Broadcasters, YouVersion Bible.